Hi, I'm Becca Lewis, and I'm your guide and host for the Shift the Story podcast, where we share tips and tools for making shifts in our lives from the inside out. This is a special podcast from me to you. It's a 7-day course on seeing wealth differently. Yes, it's all in one podcast, so go ahead and pause between steps or days and do the assignments. Why not be wealthy in every way possible? That's what this podcast is all about. So come with me as we shift the story about wealth together. Understand that wealth is something you already possess. Yes, I know, it often doesn't feel that way, especially as the worldview is set up to encourage all of us to fear that there is not enough. Most people succumb to this fear at one time or another and become obsessed with finding ways to get more, usually money, since that is the currency we think is wealth. Have you ever noticed that when you are in the fear of not enough and working hard to have enough, there is never enough? We are going to start from the premise that not enough is a lie. Why? Because what you believe to be reality magnifies. If you and I agree with the worldview that there is not enough, there won't be for you, for me, for anyone. To release yourself and others to wealth, we all need to wake up, wake up, wake up, the W in wealth. To see and experience your wealth and prosperity, the key is to decide to focus on the wealth already present in your life. Not money, wealth. Money will follow when you decide to eliminate any thought about what you and others don't have. Instead, focus entirely on what you do have. Change your idea of wealth to the qualities of wealth evident in your life. Look for beauty, love, courage, grace, happiness, joy. Take time today to make a list of quality words that for you are wealth, and then look for them in every person, place, or thing that crosses your path. Enjoy the day fully awake and aware of the wealth and prosperity that is evident when you decide to look for it. Wealth is yours now. Here's the second part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity course. The E in wealth stands for enthusiasm. It is an essential ingredient to seeing and experiencing your wealth and prosperity. The original meaning of the word enthusiasm is divine inspiration or a God within. If you used your quality list from yesterday at least a few times during the day, then you probably have already started to feel divine inspiration. Today, let's practice the invisible to feel and experience even more enthusiasm. The key to always seeing and experiencing your wealth and prosperity is to have a variety of ways that corral your wandering thoughts that have drifted off to the worldview of lack, limitation, and fear, and bring them back to what you want to experience in your life. Focus entirely on your qualities of wealth. Practice the invisible. Take your quality list, which will probably grow daily, and choose a quality to practice today.
For example, if you choose the quality of love as a quality of wealth, today, not only practice seeing it everywhere, but practice being it everywhere. Ask yourself throughout the day, are my thoughts loving towards others? Are my thoughts loving towards myself? As you do this, expect to feel the divine inspiration of this practice. In fact, practicing the invisible is the most fun you can experience once you get the hang and the habit of it. It can be done anywhere, anytime. Enthusiasm is you. Welcome to the third part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity. Today, we have angel ideas. The A in wealth stands for angel ideas, those marvelous ideas that seem to pop out of nowhere, bringing light to any situation. These angel ideas are always immediately available. In fact, they are ready for you even before you ask for them. They wait for you to listen for them. When you do, they bring you the solution to a problem, an idea for something new, a way to see something differently, joy to the moment. Angel ideas are different than thoughts. Thoughts keep us in the world view by repeating back to us only what appears to be true, and then making it appear even more real by explaining why it must be true. Nothing about thoughts releases us from our current point of view. Angel ideas lift us above and out of the world view. For those people who don't honor angel ideas, they seem impossible, silly, never been done. How will that work? Can I really do that kind of idea? For those of you who expect, honor, and love angel ideas, they are pure wealth. So today, listen and expect to hear and be moved by innumerable angel ideas, and revel in the delightful, brilliant light that they bring to every corner of your life, dissolving all limitations in the process. Remember the phrase we all learned before crossing the street when we were kids? Stop, look, and listen. What a perfect reminder. So before doing anything today, stop, look, and listen for angel ideas. They are there, always. Today is the day of love. Welcome to the fourth part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity. Love is the L in my interpretation of the word wealth. It seems obvious, doesn't it? If we have love, we are wealthy. But often we do have love and still don't feel wealthy or prosperous. There is something you can do to increase both love and your experience of wealth. You can love. You can refuse to do anything but love. No matter what the person, place, or situation looks like, you can find something good to love about it. You can refuse to be tempted to discuss, think about, or be afraid of anything that does not appear to be good. Why not try it for today? You can think of it as a thought diet instead of a food diet. Today, you will avoid all those thoughts that are bad for you.
Magically, it will also affect anyone else within the radiance and radius of your thought. Imagine that. Others will have the benefit of your diet. Don't worry about how this thought diet will bring you wealth and prosperity. In fact, that worry is something that you are dieting from today. In this love diet, you can love every second of the day. Don't hold back. Stuff yourself with love. Feels good to be full of love, doesn't it? The cool thing is, when you are filled up full with love, well, wait. I'll let you discover what happens.
Welcome to the fifth part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity, and thank you for being part of this shift. Yes, you guessed it. Thanks is the T in my interpretation of the word wealth. What a privilege to be able to say thanks. But how often do you do it? Very seldom. I know this to be true because there are so many things for which all of us forget to be thankful. I'll prove it. Stop right now and look around you. Really look. No matter where you are, there are countless things that have been provided for you. For example, if you are sitting at a computer, think of that. Think of the millions of events that have taken place that have made it possible for you to be able to read and then hear this message wherever you are, sent from me, recorded by me, on my computer in northern Idaho. Imagine what has been provided for you in each tiny part of this equipment, the electricity, the software. Think of the dedication, energy, love, and care that so many people have given in each element of what you so casually use. You could spend hours giving thanks just for the things you are aware of within the circle of your arms. I know another thing that you are not thankful enough for, the talents that have been given to you. No matter how good you are at giving thanks for them, I know you have missed a few. Most of us have missed almost all of them. To rediscover your talents, start small. Once again, start where you are sitting. What are you doing? Think of the gifts and talents you have been given that allow you to do that. Expand out into your day, then your community. Notice how you express unlimited talents and gifts each second of the day. Give thanks today. Give thanks out loud when an angel idea moves you to speak. Give thanks inside for everything else. Remember, we are seeing what has been given, and today we give thanks. Today is the sixth part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity. Today is the day of help, the H in the word wealth. When I first heard the angel idea of using the word wealth, I thought the H was help others. When I listened again, I realized that the help means help yourself first. Before you can effectively help others, you must help yourself. You are now. You are taking the time to redirect your thinking, to shift your perceptions, to know the truth about wealth, because if you understand wealth, you will have it and be able to share it. But what about other times? Have you ever found yourself distracting yourself from your true wishes and passion by helping others before you helped yourself? Isn't this action one of the most draining, stifling, and ultimately wealth-stealing things you can do? Yes, it is. And in the end, you have nothing left to help others with. No desires, no motivation, no resources. Sometimes we use this lack as a weapon against others. For example, I gave up all my dreams for you. So today, you can ask yourself first, how can I help you? Helping yourself first may take a moment of thought shifting, or many days, weeks, or months. But when you start there, you will find you will naturally move out into the world and ask, how can I help you? You will be so filled with wealth that sharing it and using it will become your nature. Your desire to help will expand into a dream bigger than yourself that will become the motive of your days and will outlive your personal time on earth. So no matter how much you help now, stop and help yourself first. And then let that flow out of you into whatever action Angel Ideas lead you to. Thank you for helping yourself first. Together, we have arrived at the seventh part of the 7-day shift to wealth and prosperity. During this time, you have learned how to use the word wealth as your guide. W, wake up. E, enthusiasm. A, angel ideas. L, love. T, thanks. H, help. During this time, you have increased your understanding of true wealth. You have done this because you know that when you understand this wealth, you will never worry about lack again. Now that you have started this process, don't stop. Continue to practice the truth about wealth just as you practice any other skill. Some days will feel easier than others, but the results will far outweigh any discomfort along the way. What this practice will reveal to you is the treasure that can never be taken from you, one that you can spend with the assurance that it will never be depleted. Never worry about the outcome of what you are guided to do. That is not your job. You cannot control what other people say, think, or do. Your job is to start with the correct premise in your own thinking and to constantly pay attention to your motive for all the actions you take or don't take. If you discover that you don't always walk in true wealth, none of us do yet, be thankful for the awareness and then let it go. Never hold on to those things you discover about yourself that are not beautiful and loving. Don't say to yourself, this is who I am. Don't beat yourself up for your mistakes, big or small. Let them go. Set yourself free to be and experience true wealth. I know that you are walking now in the light of the truth about wealth. And I am privileged to have been able to spend this time with you. Wealth is you.
Are you seeing wealth differently? Feel free to play this podcast over and over again until wealth streams into your life. Since recording this course, I expanded it. It's now the 28-Day Shift to Wealth book, which you can find on Amazon or find the link to it in the show notes at theshift.com/podcast. You can also find a printed version of the 7-Day Shift to Wealth in another book, which has other 7-day courses called The Daily Shift, also found at the Amazon and The Shift. I would love to hear how these podcasts shift your life. Let me know in the comments
or send me an email at shift@theshiftcenter.com. Go ahead, be wealthy as we shift the story together.